From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Dollar General has a reputation for cheap prices, opening just about everywhere, and often being messy. That last one led to safety hazards like blocked exits and fire extinguishers. For all that, Dollar General agreed to pay $12 million in penalties to federal regulators last month and to improve workplace safety. David Williams is a stocker at a Dollar General in New Orleans and works with Step Up Louisiana, an organization advocating for better treatment of workers. He spoke with Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom about the settlement and plans to close 5 stores in that city.
The report talks about safety hazards like blocked emergency exits, fire extinguishers, unsafe storage. Have you seen these type of problems in your store?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, when I first started off, I was told by one of my managers who was there previously, take all these cases of water and block the exits. Most of the time is because you're trying to prevent anybody from leaving if they're stealing. Now, I wouldn't say she had me do it all the time, but I knew I was called upon to take care of that matter if somebody was going to be stealing or not.
Okay, that's interesting, because I feel like I've often heard about the issue when it comes to these aisles and stocking, just the fact of a lack of hours for workers to actually get these boxes out of the way. But you're saying this was a deliberate tactic because of security concerns.
Yes, this was a prime example of why we need improved safety in the stores.
And to be clear, your store does not have a security guard.
No. No dollar store have security guards. None. It don't even have to be a security guard. It just have to be somebody with experience with these type of matters. We as dollar store workers did not sign up for this. We know what we signed up for, but we did not sign up to stop anybody from stealing, because we don't know what this person could have on them. They could have a knife on them. They could stab us. They could have a gun on them. And they wouldn't even care if they pulled that trigger. That's just how certain people are. So if you had us expected to sign up for this, then you need to make sure that we get paid more than what we signed up for.
How much do you get paid per hour?
I honestly get paid $11.50. I mean, I'm pretty sure it probably changed by then, but even then, that's not enough.
In that settlement, again, a lot of it's talking about issues when it comes to blocked aisles and seems like things with like how with stocking. Do you feel like your other issues when it comes to security and crime would also be addressed here?
One can only hope. I mean, like, I'm not expecting this to happen overnight, like all of a sudden just a dramatic change. But in due time, like, I hope to see some improvement, because like I said, you know, we've done our part. We've made a lot of noise. We spoke about these issues time and time again. So now it's up to the company to be held accountable for this and make the changes, make it happen.
Dollar General is still planning on opening about 2 stores a day across the country, but it did say it's planning on closing 5 stores in New Orleans at the end of August. Do you know why that's happening or and where those stores are located?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, when you hold a company accountable and they refuse to not acknowledge the issues and the situation that occur, they find the most cowardly way to get out of it. They close stores. I'm like, you do know that's not benefiting anybody, right?
Are these mostly located in New Orleans East, the ones that are closing?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the worst part about it, because in the East, they rarely have anything over there. And those dollar stores is like one of the main key cars that they can actually go to actually get the things that they need, and you closing them down. Not everybody has the accessibility to get transportation. So if Dollar General or any other dollar store, if that's their only one-way ticket to get food in the house or get household items that they can't afford at any other major retailer, like, seriously, who are you hurting?
That was Dollar General worker David Williams talking to Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom. A Dollar General spokesperson says the New Orleans stores were not performing well enough to keep open and had nothing to do with Step Up Louisiana, and that any direction by a manager to block exits would be a violation of Dollar General's policies, and that the company's committed to ensuring a safe work environment.